escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Way back when, the Memphis Grizzlies, as you will recall, this was during the short David Fizdale era.
Take that for data.
Yeah. He was, they were robbed. They were robbed. The officials robbed them during a playoff game on the road at San Antonio. And after that game, David Fizdale said the famous words,
"No, they're not going to rook us."
Exactly. We time to resurrect it, Jeffrey, because Brent Rooker last night rooked. They're not going to rook us, and yet they did it again.
I will say, it's the best way to lose. You know what I mean?
That's an interesting phenomenon.
Because he was in the Matrix dodging bullets for like the last four rounds because the math was really not adding up. Going first in the home run derby, I know he technically went second, but going first or second is tough because you have no idea what the pace is going to be. Like, he beat the guy right that was in front of him, but you have no idea what the pace is going to be. Now, you get to be a victim the rest of your career.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It's the best way to lose.
Okay, well, first, big picture. Putting aside, if we can, if we ever will be able to.
It's going to be tough.
I mean, this to me is, this is home run throwback stuff. Clearly was a forward pass, and I'm never getting over it, right? This is Brett Hull skating the street.
In the crease.
In the crease stuff. You all may not be as fixated on that one as I am.
Saber Street.
But I'm not going to forget it. And now Brent Rooker is rooked. But we're going to put aside that for a moment. We got the All-Star game tonight. Obviously, that's at 7 p.m. Brent Rooker will be in that. Also, Hunter Goodman from the University of Memphis will be in that. But apart, you know, it's the old Mrs. Lincoln, apart from that, how was the play? Apart from the rooking, Jeffrey, what did you think of the home run derby?
I thought it was pretty fun.
It's still a winner. Like, it is still a, like, the NFL keeps doing tic-tac-toe with kickers and stuff that no one cares about. The dunk contest, like, whatever, in the end, a G-Leaguer wins it every year, right?
Yeah, usually it's someone that's not even in the NBA.
It, let's be clear, it drags, particularly the first round. Just takes too long.
Yeah.
The damn thing takes too long.
They have sped it up.
They've done a lot to speed it up with the clock and the pitches and everything else, but it still drags a little. But it is electric to watch a man hit balls over the fence.
Well, I mean, especially when you have the guys that are hitting them like 513 feet or 515.
Neil Cruz, like that dude. Now, he's not great as a baseball player. Not great. He's good.
Yeah.
But he's always been this, like, unbelievable package up. He was a 6'7 shortstop before they moved him.
Jeff, they refer to it as toolsy.
He is unbelievably toolsy. Like, he's terrifying. I saw there were major leaguers who were tweeting last night. Yes, by the way, it is terrifying when he comes to bat and you're standing on first base, right?
So oh, for sure.
I can only imagine. I think it's if right now, When he broke the new record for hardest hit baseball ever, he was breaking his own record. And
correct.
I think if you look at exit velocity, six of the top 10 now, O'Neill Cruz, and he got a hold of one and hit it 513 feet last night, which is the longest ever in Truist Park history. And if you throw out Coors Field, right? If you throw out Coors Field, home run derby contest, right?
Yeah.
Or before they started having
the stat and info
it's
here, the track
tied
name.
With Aaron Judge for the longest ever. So that was, I mean, watching him just murder baseballs, there is just something compelling.
There's a different sound.
Oh, it's just the best. And honestly, the kids out there robbing him of the home runs, I like that too.
I also think we have done a much better job selecting, because it used to be, and I'm sure it was kind of a liability, like there was, if a ball was in the air, there was a 1 in 10 chance that it got caught. Now these guys are making plays.
Well, so
robbing home runs.
It is an interesting question. So last night, Caminero hit one over the fence, and a 17-year-old named Sam Musterer. Now, mind you, he was there because his dad, I think, scores for the Brewers. Like, you got to have an in. Like, everything in life, people complain about Bronny. Sam Musterer was in the outfield last night because his dad does some whatever. So, it's how the world works. But he went up and he
made a play.
He made a play. Here's the thing. What's your opinion on this? They still counted it as a home run. If you get robbed, don't you get robbed? Isn't part of the deal? I mean, a video game, you know, if it's one of the things you have to deal with.
So, personally, I think you should be able to rob home runs. I think that adds
that's a whole new dimension.
A phenomenal element. It's more interesting. They had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, there was one, it was actually like warning track power, and Ravitch was like, they better not rob it. It's going to count still. It's going to count still. So it was predetermined that what the rule was.
Oh, no. Unlike the rooking situation, we did know what the rule was.
Correct.
But shouldn't the rule be the opposite?
No, I think
if a 17-year-old can go up there and rob you of a home run,
I think that should be part of it.
You don't get that one.
Yeah. I'm in.
Now, Caminero didn't win anyway. Ball don't lie.
Yeah.
So there you go. I found it gripping. I still found it to be absolutely gripping. And if you put aside, again, the rooking.
Literally.
The big dumper winning was perfect, right?
Well, some were wondering if it was preordained.
Well, okay.
The big dumper's taking over baseball right now.
We will get to the rooking again. In the end, he did hit more home runs than at least everyone else that he went up against. There was no fix in there. His dad dribbled him with a pitch.
Yeah.
But it was perfect.
Setting the tone.
His brother catching, his dad pitching, and... His brother was an elite hype man. And when he's taken over Major League Baseball, 38 home runs, you know, by the All-Star break. And so, first catcher to win home run derby, first switch hitter to win home run derby. It's a great story for baseball. It just is. Baseball, we don't talk a lot about baseball. It's a great story for baseball. So... I thought all of that was great, but let's get back to the rooking. Brent Rooker, 17 home runs, goes second, okay? And honestly, at one point, like Matt Olson was the last one up, right, to go. And it felt like he was going to...
That's what I'm saying. I felt like Brent was dodging bullets for like the last...
Right.
Like,
I thought he was going to knock... Because Cal Raleigh and Brent Rooker were tied at 17, and it felt like Matt Olson was going to knock him out, right?
Yeah.
Was going to take the last spot, and he just didn't deliver. And so then you're like, okay, well, they're tied at 17. What do? We look at who hit the – and this we knew this, that the tiebreaker in the first round was who hit the longest home run. And – there it was 470. They reach at 470 feet. And then there was a pause. They even did an interview with Cal Raleigh that I heard subsequently where he sounded like he'd lost. It was over. Hey, it was a lot of fun. And then they find out or discover that or announce that Cal Raleigh's longest home run went 470.61 And Brent Rooker's went 470.53. So less than an inch. Less than an inch. And Brent Rooker's night was done.
Yeah, so it was one of those ones where I didn't have the sound on at this point. We were putting Josephine to bed. And when I saw that they finished with the same home runs, like, okay, well, it's a swing off. And so
you would think that's what you would do.
But then, like, I get back upstairs and I sit down and I was like, where's my swing off? Because I didn't have the sound. Right. They weren't announcing how.
I would say Brent Rooker would echo that sentiment. Where's my. In fact, let's hear from. This is what Brent Rooker said afterwards.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't. But we're both at 471 because that's obviously the number that they put up there. Maybe if they have to the decimal point, they should display that during the Derby and not wait until everyone's done to bring out that information. That might be helpful.
I don't know if you know how accurate StatCast is on measurements, but when it's less than an inch, I think maybe something like a swing off might be a better.
Yeah, maybe. It is what it is. Obviously, had a great time out there. Cal's a great competitor. He had to put on a good performance, too. So, rules are the rules in terms of what makes up the semifinals.
Did you not get your full complement of pitches in the first round?
Yeah, I think I only had 38 balls in my crate. I think we were shorted two balls there. I think I didn't get two pitches that I think I was allotted, I guess.
You didn't want to explain that?
Yeah, I think. They told me before I went up there that I could go take two pitches, but we didn't know when they told me that there were only 40 balls already in the crate. So I took two pitches that didn't count, but then when we went to do the round, there was only 38 remaining. So we got down to have two pitches with like 5 seconds left, and we were out of baseballs.
So there you go. Yes or no? Salty, not salty?
I'd say he wasn't salty. I mean, like,
he's a little salty. Yeah, well, just a little bit. At least a little salt. He put a little salt on there. Would have been nice to know.
I think he was just presenting information.
Would have been. By the way, I agree with him.
I think he was simply presenting the information and the facts as he saw it.
I don't disagree with his point at all, and I think he had a right to be salty, but he was 100% salty.
Was he salty or was he telling the truth?
He was telling the truth in a in a slightly way that suggested he was irritated.
Again, all I heard was telling the truth.
I did too. I also heard truth telling. Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to know in advance that they. Well, first of all, okay, there's a couple things here. One is, because the ultimate conspiracy theory would be this, that they got no idea. They know 471, but they don't know it down to the decimal point. And so they said, who's the bigger name here? And they made it up. These decimal points that they gave us, they made up because they wanted Cal Raleigh to advance. That is the ultimate conspiracy theory, and I do not believe that.
I'm with you on that. I don't think you could fake the graphic. I don't think you could do all that in real time fast enough to rig it.
And then is it or is it not accurate enough to accurately produce those numbers? I, of course, do not know the answer to that. But those I do believe. I believe, and maybe I'm too gullible, I believe those were the numbers that it spit out. And if you're trying to defend their decision, and they told you in advance that the longest one wins, and so they never imagined it would come down to a decimal point, that's why they don't release it to a decimal point. But in the end, they just applied the rules, and the rules are the rules.
Yeah, I am not as clear on the accuracy, like, I don't know what the plus-minus margin is, but I think that they just sat there and said, well, this kind of sucks, but the rule is...
The rule is, everyone
has spent so much time complaining about how long the first round is.
I think they did it with... I actually do believe that it kind of stinks that in this situation, you should maybe have a new rule. If the longest home run's tied, because we don't really trust the accuracy down to a decimal point, in that limited circumstance, we'll have a swing off. I do believe that they probably acted with integrity. And I further believe, his second complaint was, they tell you can take two, but they only give you 40 balls. So if you take two, you're down to 30.
So you have... Even though there's, like, what was it? I think it was 3 minutes in the first round. What was the time limit? There's a time limit, but within that,
I think it was 3 minutes.
It's like 3 minutes or 37 balls, 38 balls, whatever comes first. And so he took two pitches, and they throw, they send the bucket out with a limited number, like the right. to match up so that somebody's not getting more pitches. So he took two, and I guess they didn't replace them.
Nice. I do think your theory that in the end, listen, what was his contract?
$50 million, I think.
Yeah,
it's the year of Brent Rooker.
I think we won't weep for him, even though he is our champion, and we will just for fun hold a grudge forever. I do
5 years, 60.
I do believe that he'll be fine, and I do think, is it the best way to lose or the worst way to lose, Jeffrey?
In a home run derby, this is the best way to lose because you get to always say, we're screwed. You know, I got screwed. I got screwed.
I could have been, yeah.
But a championship wasn't on the line.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Enough of that. It was fun. It was nice to have a Memphian in it and a Memphian at the center of it. And so that was a blast.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.